WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Power, your daily dose of control, calm, and clarity hacks. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little more grace, a lot more grit, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're constantly on an emotional roller coaster, swinging from happiness to frustration, excitement to anxiety, without much control over the ride. You know that feeling when you say something you regret 5 seconds later because you were blinded by anger, or when a small inconvenience sends you spiraling into a full-blown meltdown. Trust me, we've all been there. But guess what? You have more power than you think. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of emotional intelligence and how self-awareness and reflection can be your secret weapons to becoming a master of your own emotional landscape. Think of it as upgrading your internal software, getting that EQ emotional quotient up to par. It's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending to be emotionless, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your emotional intelligence muscle. 1. Become a feeling detective. Start paying attention to your emotions as they arise. What triggers certain feelings? Is it a specific person, situation, or even thought pattern? Get curious about the nuances of your emotional responses. Why did that comment make you feel defensive? Was it the tone, the content, or something deeper? The more you observe, the better you'll understand your emotional landscape. Think of it like training yourself to become an emotion-reading superhero. 2. Name that emotion. Don't just say I feel bad. Dig deeper. Are you feeling sad, angry, frustrated, disappointed? Being specific about your emotions is crucial because it allows you to address the root cause instead of masking it with a generic label. It's like having a detailed emotional vocabulary. Now you can communicate what you're truly experiencing more effectively. 3. Embrace your inner critic constructively. We all have that inner voice, sometimes harsh and judgmental. But instead of fighting it, learn to listen to it with compassion and curiosity. Ask yourself, is this criticism helpful? Is it based on facts or assumptions? Can I reframe this thought in a more supportive way? Remember, your inner critic isn't always your enemy. It can be a valuable guide if you learn to work with it constructively. 4. Journal your journey. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly powerful. It allows you to process emotions, gain clarity, and identify patterns in your behavior. Try journaling daily for even 5 minutes. Just jot down whatever comes to mind without judgment. You'll be surprised by the insights that emerge. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take time each day to simply be present. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your physical sensations. This simple act of awareness can help you detach from overwhelming emotions and create a sense of calm. Think of it like hitting the pause button on life's crazy movie just for a few moments. You can step back and observe without getting swept away by the drama. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah is going through a tough breakup. She's constantly consumed by sadness, anger, and anxiety. She lashes out at her loved ones, isolates herself, and struggles to function at work. But then, Sarah decides to try some self-reflection techniques. She starts journaling about her feelings, identifying the triggers that sent her spiraling, and practicing mindfulness to calm her mind. Slowly but surely, she begins to understand her emotions better, manage them more effectively, and heal from the heartbreak with greater resilience. See how self-awareness and reflection can be truly transformative? They're not just abstract concepts, they're powerful tools that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those self-awareness hacks. So, what are you waiting for? Go grab your journal, take a few deep breaths, and start exploring the depths of your own emotional landscape. Trust me, you won't regret it. Until next time, keep stoking, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of emotional intelligence magic. Let's spread the Stoic love one podcast at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.